Vice President Mike Pence officially announcing the launch of the newly created U.S. Space Command. The President today and Vice President Mike Pence officially announcing the launch of the newly created U.S. Space Command, temporarily housed at Pete Field, Pete Air Force Base in Colorado Springs. Our next guest is probably pretty excited about that. We are as well, Senator Cory Gardner. Good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Is this, I know it's temporary, but do you think that the Springs is going to probably be eventually the permanent place for the Space Command?
It makes sense for Colorado to be home to Space Command because of the legacy Air Force Space Command operations we've already carried out for decades. And so I think this is a huge, huge advantage to Colorado. And I think this means very good things to come.
The role of Space Command, according to retired Air Force General William Shelton, is basically war fighting in space because of threats from the likes of China, Russia, even India. Kind of quantify, if you could, how big of a problem those threats have become.
Well, it's a significant problem. We already know that China has militarized space, so we know their anti-satellite capabilities. If you think about how much relies on global positioning satellites and communications with our armed forces and the people of this country, and for a country like China that can go up and take out our satellites, take out our communication efforts, that is a grave threat to our economy and our national security. And this is why Space Command is so important.
And I'm wondering, I know, Senator, last time we had you on to talk about this a little bit, are they working in conjunction with the Air Force? I know it's a separate branch, but are they sharing any resources or any of those sorts of things?
And that, again, is why this is an advantage for Colorado and why this is an exciting thing to have General Raymond working out of Peterson Air Force Base. They are using Air Force assets operating out of the Air Force facility that General Raymond had been operating out of. And so I think that's yet another sign of good things to come later when the official announcement is made that the actual permanent headquarters could be placed in Colorado. And that's certainly what I have engaged with the president on multiple times. I introduced General Raymond before the Senate for his confirmation hearing just a couple of months ago, and I am excited about what this means for Colorado.
Do you feel like Space Command, though, will continue moving forward no matter what happens in next year's election, or is this project tied to who's in the White House?
You know, I do think it will move forward. I think, you've got the issue of Space Command and Space Force. Space Force is further down the road. That's a more conceptual idea at this point. But Space Command, like Northern Command, like Central Command, NORTHCOM is already headquartered at Peterson Air Force Base right next to General Raymond. And so I think this is something that, regardless of who is in the White House, the importance of space and space domain as a warfighting theater will last far beyond any one president.
Senator, while we have you on, we're talking about, obviously, the 2020 election. Wanted to find out how things are going for you as you campaign and try to remain in office, and maybe your thoughts on former Governor Hickenlooper getting in the race and, I guess, 12 people trying to breathe down your neck and be the one to compete against you in 2020.
Well, I know. When are you, Marty, when are you and April announcing? That's what I'm waiting for. Everybody else is announcing.
We're jumping in next week.
That's really good. Very good. Very good. Well, look, I'm excited about the work we've done, having Space Command at least now opened in Colorado, the BLM headquarters being brought to Grand Junction, Colorado. We've moved significant portions of USGS out to Golden, the science work already. And so that's just a few of the things that we've been able to do, and we'll continue to share those solutions corner to corner over the next several months as we go out into 2020 asking for reelection.
Although we appreciate your pivot, when you heard that former Governor John Hickenlooper was stepping into the race for Senate, is it more nerve-wracking because of his name recognition, and do you tweak your strategy?
I take him at his word. He said he'd be a lousy senator.
And that's it, huh? Where is he most vulnerable? Is it his past words?
Well, again, I think if you look at the work that we're doing across Colorado to help all Coloradans, whether it's transportation solutions, whether it's growing the economy, helping farmers and ranchers, we have a four corners approach to our state, and that's what I'm focused on.
And then, Senator, is President Trump, is he an asset to you as you campaign?
Look, I hope that we can continue the good work we've been able to do together. That's cutting taxes for the people of this state and this country. That's relocating the Bureau of Land Management headquarters to Grand Junction. It's making sure that we have opportunities, not just for the Front Range, which has done so amazingly well, and it's exciting to see, but that we help the places like Delta, Colorado, that have seen attacks on energy, and that we help places in eastern Colorado that have seen depressed farm markets. And so that's, I think, the unique perspective that I bring. I'm like one of the only statewide elected officials that lives more than 30 miles away from everybody else.
That's true. Senator Cory Gardner, thanks for the few minutes. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.